Buenos días. Bom dia. Good morning. Buongiorno. Calimera. Good morning and welcome. Bienvenidos, everyone. We are so grateful that you have chosen to spend the next hour or so celebrating Earth Day with us. East Shore's Earth and Climate Action Ministry team, better known as ECAM, through its programs at church and outreach, fosters awareness of the environmental and climate crisis, advocates for climate, environmental-friendly government policies, promotes environmental justice, and collaborates with other organizations and our own ministry teams to protect our environment. They also volunteer to work with our families, inspiring new generations to care for the earth and to be proud water and tree protectors, tree huggers who understand that just like people, mountains and lakes, oceans and orca whales, trees and eagles should be protected because they also have personhood and a spirit that is alive and that makes our life on this earth possible. So whether it's inviting our little ones on a hike, planting a garden, or learning about our interconnectedness, ECAM is a vital ministry that offers us tools for advocacy, opportunities to practice our UU values, and active hope for the future. Welcome, ECAM.
I'm Christy Weir, a contact person for Earth and Climate Action Ministry, also known as ECAM. And we're here today to share what we learned from our learning sessions that we had with various teams and ministries and individuals in the church about what your dreams are for the earth and climate, and also what issues and activities you hope East Shore will pursue to make these dreams come true.
Sorry, Christy.
Go ahead,
I was busy enjoying the natural environment of East Shore, and did you check out these blossoms? This is killing. So anyways, I was kind of lost track of time.
Well, John, I'm so glad to see you. So tell me, what were some of your takeaways from the listening sessions?
Oh, they were amazing. We talked to 12 ministry teams in the church. We had a survey of everybody. It was fantastic. We heard from as many of you as we could, and we got a lot of great ideas. Too numerous to tell them all now, but there was one theme that kept emerging across all the conversations: connect with nature. People want to preserve the natural systems that we enjoy and that support us. They know that human beings have a big effect on everything humans need to live well: water, air, wildlife, and a healthy climate. They want all ages in the congregation. I'm not done. I got more to tell you.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm excited. They want all ages in the congregation to work together on actions that rejuvenate the interdependent web of life, such as taking care of forests, wildlife, clean water, and air. Each contribution we care about, using clean energy in our homes and transportation, all of them add up toward averting environmental crises. And our joint positive actions build toward healing and peace, where everyone will enjoy and benefit from nature.
Oh, great, John. Thank you so much for these important themes. And I think I see Marilyn Mayers now.
Hi, John. Hi, Christy.
Hi, all.
I'm holding a Lummi talking stick, so it's my turn to speak from the heart. I'm so grateful to East Shore for following through on our land acknowledgement, in which we commit to nurturing our relationship to our Coast Salish neighbors and their homelands. I was so happy to see East Shore members at the Duwamish Longhouse yesterday, along with Reverend Maria Christina. Thank you so much for our blessing. We were there to learn from and support Indigenous leaders representing an Indigenous youth delegation to the UN climate talks in Baku, Azerbaijan, in November. So an important theme from ECAM's conversations with East Shore members is how we need to embrace Indigenous wisdom of the natural world And we can shift from exploiting natural resources to a relationship for our mutual benefit. And as Robin Wall Kimmerer has stated repeatedly, remember every breath you take is a gift from a plant. So let's take care of the waters, the trees, and the plants, and they'll take care of us. So I really look forward to Eshore deepening our relations with our Indigenous communities and together protecting life on Earth. So I raise my hands to all of you.
Thanks, Marilyn, for this very important theme. Oh, I thought I saw Mark Norelius. Oh, Mary is here all the time.
I just had this most amazing dream. I just woke up from a nap. Sorry about that. So good to see you, Christy.
Good to see you.
Marilyn, John, wow. You're not going to imagine. This is amazing, this dream. I just had this dream that the oil companies had decided to stop taking petroleum products out of the earth. And they were going to... And you know what they're going to do instead? They're going to start using that infrastructure that they have already to start using the green technology, like wind, tide, I mean, solar panels, amazing. And I thought, wow, you know, didn't we just do a survey a little while ago about the Eshore members, asking them what they thought was important? And it sounds like it's not like a coincidence that that happens to match up. In fact, I wrote down what we learned from the Eshore congregation. They said they wanted to ensure a sustainable planet for future generations. I mean, that's kind of duh, you know. Well, that theme is just one of the many themes that we learned from the congregation. And we're going to have an event after main church service today that we'll be exploring that a little bit more. So I hope that they should come to that event. I think it'll really be fun. And I'm going to tell you the rest of my dream, too. And there's kind of a surprise ending at the end of that, so I'm not going to tell you what it is, but... So come, and I hope they can hear what we have to say as we explore that further.
Great, Mark. I'm so glad you woke up and we could get that information. I think I see another member of ECAM in the back of the room. Richard Gelb. Hi, Richard.
Wow. Sorry I'm late. I just... finished reading all the comments we got on the ambitions of this congregation for our ECAM program, and I was so encouraged to hear that what's in this can really matters both to the preservation and benefit of our environment and the earth, and to reduce this burning of this stuff for protecting the climate. But also the feedback showed that folks are aware that the pollutants are landing on some of our neighbors at a rate that's really different from the pollution that I experience in my North Seattle neighborhood, which has a lot of trees. I was very taken to learn that the things leading to climate referencing Maria Cristina's comments this morning, human ignorance and callousness are also part of our environmental justice challenge and opportunity. That by addressing the unfairness in how the environment actually manifests our racism today, that we don't have to act in a racist way in our behavior if our environment is set up so that some people experience more than their fair share of burdens on a day-in and day-out basis and have less access to earth and environmental good stuff. What I heard from the comments is that it's an integrated battle. It's an opportunity when we do our ECAM work to advance our racial justice work and to advance our Indigenous connections and relationships work. So I'm thrilled that what we saw is alignment here between many of our key strands of our injustice work, and I am just grateful that everyone had those insights in their comments. So, wow.
Well, thank you, Richard, and Marilyn, and Mark, and John, and Christy, for coming with all those amazing themes that came from the congregation. Do you think we covered them all?
No.
There's one more I heard that we got from the congregation. People admitted to feeling depressed about climate change, even wanting to avoid thinking about it because it's so awful. And they recognize that this fear disempowers us. And it keeps us from doing anything. But this is a normal human reaction to all the bad news. Fortunately, there are ways to move away from feelings of distance and doom and dissonance and denial, all the big D's, and instead we can move towards a positive social support. Simple, clear actions, and we can share our progress and our stories with each other. So at the event after this service, everyone will hear more about this theme. And we call this theme, Acknowledge Grief. And Shift to Hope and Positive Action. Together, we can counter that negative sense, which makes people feel hopeless and helpless. Together, we can replace that feeling of being overwhelmed by the climate crisis with positive, magical experiences where we come together and help our ecosystem and at the same time build community spirit. As we change our own culture, we gain traction to transform the culture of the broader community and the world.
Great. Thank you, Anne. We want to thank you, Ishor. So we want to thank you, Ishor, for helping us develop these themes that we can carry forward in our work. So let's quickly repeat them. We got Connect with Nature, Changing Grief to Hope, Sustainable Planet, Indigenous Wisdom, and Social Environmental Justice.